But the second thing is this matter of preaching the gospel, and this is relevant because of what happened this week, that they arrested these soul winners for preaching the gospel. You know, society is beginning to think that this is bad, and this is nothing new. Right. Even when I was at my old church, I remember when I was at my old church, I went soul winning with two other guys, and this is in Monterey Park. This is a couple years ago, and I remember we're out soul winning, and we're coming back, and a police pulls us over with guns drawn. They're like, get out of the car now. They had me get out of the car. I mean, I'm in my suit. I have parted hair. No beard at the time. You know, and they had me walk backwards. You know, this is before I knew, like, all my rights and stuff like that. And, like, and I was really young at that time. And they're patting me down and stuff. They're taking stuff out of my pocket. And I'm like, these guys are going to kill us. I'm like, what are you doing this for? And they put me in handcuffs. They put the two of my buddies in handcuffs. One of them was a brand new Christian. This was his first time out soul winning. Crash course. And they sit us on the curb. We were there for like an hour and a half. They're just going through my vehicle. And they're like, we got a call that you guys were doing home invasions. Home invasions. They said that you two, because the guy who was a brand new Christian, he didn't have a suit. He just got saved, you know? But the other guy did. And they're saying that the guys with the suits were going up to the doors, knocking on the doors. And then the other guy was going around back to basically do the home invasion. You know, this God hater is the one who called them. You know? And look, I can't stand the police and they irritate the fire out of me. But you know what irritates me more than them? Is the God haters. Who are actually calling. They have the audacity to just waste time and call and tell people that we're out doing a home invasion. And they kept us there for an entire hour. And he's like, you're trying to tell me that you're going to these doors and trying to invite them to your church and giving them the word of God. I'm like, look at, I got tracks on me. I was like, get the invites from my pockets. The police officers did not believe me. I was like, I go to Pacific Baptist Church. It's down the street. You know, I have the invites. The Bibles are right there. Now, I will say this. This is really funny. So he's like, well, do you mind if we search your car, like your trunk and stuff? I was like, go for it. You're not going to find anything. But I forgot that my friend earlier that day said, hey, man, I'm not going to be riding my bike to work. Someone's going to give me a ride, but I took it this far. Do you mind if I put it in your trunk? I was like, yeah, go for it. So he put his bike in my trunk. And the guy pops open the trunk and he's like, oh, what's this? I'm like, okay, that I can explain that. It's like, that's my friend, you know, and then he ended up believing me afterwards or whatever. But he wasted my stinking time.
Yeah, right.
You know, when we could have been out there doing some actual soul winning, preaching the gospel, seeing people saved. And look, this even happened to us in our church, Brother Hike and Chad. When some dyke called the police on them and wasted their time, made a huge scene about the entire thing. It happened to Marcos and Justin Zong for the Sony Marathon in Santa Maria. Now, the funny thing about that is during the Santa Maria Marathon, he had the shirt that we designed that said eat, preach, repeat. And some God hater called the police and said, yeah, that guy's begging for money because it says eat, preach, repeat. You know, foolishness. Go to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. But you know what? It's getting to a point where it's becoming very ridiculous.
Right,
and it's going to get to a point where we're going to get arrested. They're going to throw us in jail. But you know what? That's not going to change anything.
Amen.
We're going to keep going out there, keep soul winning, and we're going to still see a lot of people saved.
Amen.
Okay. Look at verse 27. It says, "And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did we not straightly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man.
Amen.
But Christians today, we ought to obey man rather than God. Romans 13, where are you getting that from? It's not from my King James Bible.
Right.
You're getting that from somewhere else.
Right.
You know? And they rather, and I'm sick of the comments. I'm sick of what people are saying. Yep. Oh, you guys brought that upon yourselves. Yeah, you know why? Because we're soul winning.
Man.
That's the byproduct of it. What are you doing, you little weakling of a Christian? Nothing. You know, you will fit perfectly within the New World Order.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be the police state's little slave.
Yep.
We ought to obey God rather than man, no matter what happens. Okay? And just be ready for it. It's going to happen.